Elizabeth and...
Hello?
Elizabeth.
Can you understand me?
Yes, and this.
Hello. Are you on a ship?
Yes, and
do you see a blue light?
Yes, and doesn't.
That's a device we use for communication.
Communication.
And somehow you got caught in a way. I hope it's not...
Communication.
I hope it's not disruptive.
You're in Telos.
In Telos. Telos?
Ventelos.
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 Ventelos. Your name? I'm Zoink.
Zoink. Communication.
Yes. Yes. Blue light.
Blue light. Communication, Zoink.
Sounds like you've already found a translator.
Ventelos.
You're
Ventelos.
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 You're Ventelos. Are you on a ship?
Rocky Five.
Rocky Five?
Rocky Five, Hunter's Lights Out.
Were you watching our movies?
Yes, watching your movies. Rocky Five, punching his lights out.
Now tell me about Rocky Five, because I haven't seen it.
Punching his lights out. Get away from my son, punching his lights out.
Let's see, Rocky Five. Now that's not the one with the Russian, is it?
Punching his lights out.
Well, you could say that about all the Rocky movies.
Rocky Five.
So, is that where Rocky is older?
Rocky is older.
And he's Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
Rocky Balboa.
Is his son in the movie?
Get away from my son.
Oh. So, how did you get to watch Rocky Five?
Movie stamina. We could blend in.
Oh.
Blend in.
Well, hope you enjoy it. We have lots more.
We have to blend in.
Oh, when you come down?
Yes.
Oh, you're using the movie are you a euphoric?
No.
Okay.
Are you a euphoric?
I'm not. I'm a human.
Oh, human.
From Earth?
Earth, yes. Earth.
You know of Earth?
Earth, yes. Above Earth.
Oh. Are there many others above Earth?
Yes.
What are they waiting for?
Oh, they called to go into the ocean.
And what'll they do then?
Land rights. We're waiting for the land rights to go into the ocean.
Oh, you're waiting for a comet?
We're waiting for the call.
For the call?
Yes, the call.
From who, the Federation?
I am in Telos. I am Mentelos.
Mentelos. I am Zoink. So you're expecting a population reduction on Earth?
Rocky Five. Rocky Five. We blend in.
Oh, so?
We blend in.
So you're expecting to walk among humans?
Walk among humans.
Is that why you want to blend in?
Blend in.
So you won't be noticed?
Correct. I work for my ambassador, Zeldon.
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 Ambassador.
Zeldon.
He gave us movie Rocky Five.
What system are you from?
Corleone.
Corleone?
Corleone.
Corleone?
Yes, Corleone.
Corleone. That's like Godfather.
Godfather, no Godfather.
Godfather is another movie.
Oh, it's, Corleone.
Yeah, look up Godfather. There's a Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Godfather 3.
No, Rocky 5.
Corleone is a family in the Godfather movie.
Pizza?
Yes.
Pizza?
Mafia Italian.
Mafia Italian.
Yeah.
Rocky 5, Mafia Italian.
No, not Rocky 5.
Oh.
Godfather. It's, you might, well, maybe it might give you a bad impression of us if you see that movie, because a lot of people get shot up. So
I like Earth.
You do?
I like Earth, I like ocean.
What do you think of the people?
Not so much. We like the ocean, the fish.
Yes.
The fish. The people, not so much.
Yeah.
Rocky Five, get away from my son.
Well, could you help me out? Could you help me contact my friends?
Your friends, Rocky Five friends.
No, the blue light, it's like a tube. And I'm at one end, and my friends are at the other end.
Mm.
And if you look in it, you can probably see my friends at the other end, and they're very, very strange looking.
Strange looking.
Do you see them?
Strange looking, yes.
What are they doing?
Strange looking. They are dancing.
Yes. What you're looking at is another universe. These are 12th dimensional beings, and they're completely on the good side, and they dance and they party all the time. And you're
dance and party all the time.
And you're getting a very, very rare look at this advanced system.
They look very strange.
Yes. From the central universe. You're looking at the central universe. What do you think of that?
What do you think of Rocky Five?
I think it's a wonderful movie.
Yes. We have to blend in.
Well,
You are in Southwest?
Yes.
You are in Southwest Pico. Pico Road.
No, it was there's a Pico Road here.
You are on Pico Road, Southwest.
We are in Phoenix.
No, Pico Road. You are on Pico Road.
We're on Thomas.
No, you're on Pico Road.
I know where I'm at.
Oh.
I know where I am.
P-E-C-O. Pico Road.
It's Pecos.
Pecos.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Pecos.
Pecos.
Yes. That's Pico. That's farther south than we are.
Oh.
But I know the road.
Are you on Pico Road?
Nope. We're several miles away. We're north.
Are you on Bellows Road?
That's to the north of us. We're like, let's see. Do you see geographically? Do you see the...
infrared loons.
You see the mountains?
Mountains, yes, around.
Yes, we're close to one of those. And there's a street that goes east and west. And it's by one of those. Thomas.
Why do you say Thomas?
Because that's the road that we're on.
No.
Uh-huh. 54th Street and Thomas. I swear.
Infrared.
You need to tabulate your instruments.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Rocky Five. Adrian, I need you, Adrian.
There you go, yes.
Adrian.
Could you help me connect with my friends?
Hold on, paper boy.
Paper boy?
Paper boy, you're a paper boy.
Nope, I'm not a paper boy.
Coming up on my infrared, you paper boy.
No,
you deliver papers with instruments on rooftops.
Yes.
Paper
yes.
boy.
Well, satellite. Satellite dish.
No, paper boy.
Okay.
You deliver papers with instruments on top.
Okay. You know why?
Currency, monies.
That, and it gives people entertainment.
To see Rocky V.
Sometimes.
Okay, my instrument is saying you are above Picos.
Okay.
Are you Thomas?
Yes.
52 TH Road, Thomas.
Yes.
Okay, my instrument is gravitating now.
Okay. Fixing itself?
Yes.
Can you see me wave my hand?
No. I'm finding your essence. We are able to find your essence through our instrument. Do you like drink?
I drink all the time.
What do you drink all the time?
Water.
Others.
Oh, I drink milk. I drink coffee. I drink root beer.
That's it, root beer.
I like root beer.
That's it, root beer.
Yes. You like root beer?
No, you guzzle root beer?
Yes.
Guzzle.
Yes. It's fizzy and it's sweet.
Fizzy and sweet. What kind of root beer?
Good root beer.
Me friend of Zoink.
Yes.
You are a stable commuter of your planet.
Somewhat.
Are you an ambassador?
I was, but I'm not anymore.
You should be ambassador.
Well, have you ever heard of Sirius?
Yes.
I once was his ambassador, but I'm not anymore. I left Sirius.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Sirius, not too good.
Yeah, well.
Not too good. He definitely not Rocky V.
Yeah, he made some new alliances and upset a lot of his government, and a lot of them left, and one of them took me with him. His name was Blutner.
Spooner.
Spooner, you know them?
Yes, coming up on my screen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Spooner.
Well, you know, my friends who you saw jumping and dancing around?
Yes.
That's where they are. They're up there with them now. And they're taking me with them.
Are you sure Sirius is okay?
I'm sure he's not okay.
Then how do you leave him?
My friends are much more powerful than Sirius.
Oh, yes.
Much more powerful.
Like Rocky's punch.
much stronger.
Much, much stronger.
Yeah, he is.
I like you.
Oh, I like you too.
I like you, Zoink. You are an upstanding citizen that should be an ambassador.
Well, maybe someday I can come back as an ambassador.
Would you like us to put in a request?
Well, I'll ask my friends in the 12th dimension on Calston. You know of Kelston?
No.
Do you know of the second?
I know of different cities. Yeah. Santa Monica.
Yes.
Compton.
Yeah, that's another city. We're in Phoenix, which is in the desert.
Phoenix. Dirt
and yes.
Dustworms.
Yes. It gets very hot. This time of the year it gets very hot.
May I tell you about dustworms?
Sure.
22 miles high, 5,000 feet high, 22 miles wide, dust storm.
Here, or?
Yes. Yes.
22 miles high?
No, 5,000 feet high.
5,000 feet high?
Yes.
Yes, some of our storms get that high. Thunderstorms.
That's why we go into ocean.
Why? Because of the turbulent weather?
Yes, our ships cannot handle that electronic interference.
Oh. Like. Do you use electricity?
We use ballaster.
Ballaster? I don't know what ballaster is.
An electric source. Balls of electronic sources.
So
if there's an electronic storm, our ship falls.
Oh, what could happen if that happens? Could you be in danger?
Yes.
Oh, so you could lose control of your ship?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, there's no problem with that in the water. Are you safe from the water pressure?
Oh, yes.
Because you go deep and the water pressure...
We can go all the way through. We just can't handle electronic thyristors.
So you're, we use a scale like we're in the third dimension, and then next up is the fourth dimension.
We're in the fifth.
You're what?
We're in the fifth.
You're in the fifth? That means you're a collective.
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
What would you like to know, Zang? I'm going to call you ambassador.
Okay. Well, what I know about the fifth is they all form these humongous collectives. So, like you're connected with maybe thousands of other beings like yourself.
15,000 beings.
15,000.
Are one collective. You are correct.
And yet, you still have your own identity.
We have numbers.
Numbers.
Yes.
You have your own name, or is that the name of your collective?
No, we have numbers.
What's your number?
My number is 4232 pod 1.
4232 pod 1.
Correct.
So did you evolve to that state? Did you used to be a third dimension and then ascended to fourth dimension and then ascended again to the fifth dimension?
No.
Or were you always there?
You were born into it. You were born into pod. Pod.
A pod. A pod is a...
A member of 15,000.
So a pod is what you call a collective.
Correct.
So the other 15,000, do you know where they all are and what they're doing right now?
Of course. We are all one unit.
So you have others in your pod who are on different worlds, different systems, and you're all experiencing it together?
That's correct.
Well, that must be wonderful. You must be very advanced to be able to get along that well.
Correct, yes. Thank you.
Because
you are sweet.
You see, as humans, we can't even find a mate, a single person to spend our life with. You spend your whole life with 15,000 others.
That is correct.
And you get along.
We get along.
That's amazing.
We share movement. We share electric bipolar.
Electric bipolar?
Yes.
What's that?
Electric meters. So we put electricity around us.
Like as an individual, you can do that?
Yes.
So how many are on your ship with you?
478.
And are all of them in your pod?
All of us in pod one.
Pod one. And how many pods are there?
52,000 pods.
52,000?
Pods.
Pods.
For 15,000 each.
15,000 each?
Yes.
And you have male and female?
Unisex.
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 So you...
We all fit together.
So you're like a one big marriage.
Correct.
Kind of. And so...
I like talking to you.
This is fascinating.
I like talking to you, Paperboy.
Do you feel love for these others in your pod?
Yes.
And they feel love for you?
Yes.
That must be wonderful.
We are never alone.
We humans are often alone. That's why we're so cranky.
You need to get pods. You need to get... it starts with one assessment, and then you move into the next assessment.
You're aware of Earth and the changes that we're about to go through?
Yes. That's why we're trying to get to the ocean.
I say this assessment, as you call it, is about to take place. And do you know anything about that?
No. You just have to blend in.
Somebody told me that when humans ascend, say like up to the fourth level, or even a fifth level, that what they're actually doing is going into a different timeline, where so they'll leave this timeline and leave all the corruption behind and go into another timeline where there is no corruption. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about what you were saying, but you cross dimensional timeline, you cross dimensional lines.
Do you do that?
Yes.
So you can experience different versions of the same planet. Like you can, like planet Earth, you can go to different versions of planet Earth on different times.
Yes.
So you pick our time? You're on our timeline?
Yes.
So that was a conscious decision?
Yes.
What do you see happening on Earth in the next year or two? See, you can see into the future where we can't.
Going to be trouble. Your financial debt will increase.
Yes. What will be the consequences of that, do you know?
Your president.
What about him?
He's going to be signing anti-war papers.
Anti-war papers?
Yes.
There are predictions of armies moving against the people. Civil unrest because of the financial situation and chaos and much violence. You
come
see?
Into the ocean.
Oh, is that an invitation?
Yes. We would watch movies together. Yeah. Would you like that?
I think it'd be fun.
We're going to release you and then pull back in.
Okay, and connect with my friends?
Yes. Bye-bye.
Okay, wonderful talking with you.